Welcome to the Velcro Audio Seas. Today's episode is very special. It's a Halloween special, but also it's the first time we ever performed in front of a studio audience. So a lot of things are different about this. We had less takes to work with in the edit, and we taped it all sequentially. And we had a great group of guests to help us out. Less voices from me and Jake. We had a Jeremy Hamilton and a George Monceau helping us out on voices. So if you want to see the video version of this, it's over on the YouTube page Velcro Fathoms under the Newt Dick Halloween special. I should say Newt Dick also performs the music on here that you hear. If you like what you heard before, this should be somewhat similar, but kind of a new experience. Also, hit us up if you want a patch. We still have some patches left. Anyhow, on to the show. Thanks for listening.
Monsters and Mooks to another edition of the Velcro Odysseys. The Halloween season brings with it a special adventure for Velcro and his pals. So prepare yourselves for a feast of fear in Velcro versus the Wizard. As a blanket of darkness set upon Hooey Town, USA, its denizens prepared for a night of festive revelry. Our story begins in the family abode of Velcro Fathoms as his mother puts the final touches on his holiday garb. Oh, Mom, how can I hold still when I'm so excited about my bumblebee costume? Golly, look, I got my wings clipped on and I look so sassy, ready for the tricks and treats. Thanks, Mama. Gee, how I love you. I'm a bee, I'm a bumblebee.
Boogity boogity boo. Sup, dog?
Hey, it's my coolest pal, Rad Brad. You snuck into my house and gave a fright.
That I did, dog. It's All Hallows Eve, an occasion for japes and goops and shits.
Well, then I guess it's all right. But good thing my mom sewed padded lining into my costume. I squirt a little when I'm scurred.
Damn, Miss Fathoms. You made a fine costume indeed. May I say, you put the honey in that baby bee. And may I say, you yourself looking mighty fetching tonight, Miss Fathoms. Well, thank you. It's like I always say, don't play a hate, pollinate.
Oh, gee, what the heck is your costume supposed to be anyhow, Rad Brad? It looks like one I'm not supposed to see when my dad does sit-ups.
This? Oh, I'm a California raisin, homie. It's a dope costume because I can keep my shades on.
Deal with it.
Alright, Rogue, we best hit the streets to get our tricks and treats. You know how Rad Brad gots to get his.
Yeah, Mom, I have my flashlight and jape whistle. We'll see you in a little while.
Peep you later, Miss Fathom.
And so Rad Brad and Velcro begin their journey to fill their sacks with sugar. But across town, the local hooligans, the Bruce Crew, commence to meet in their clubhouse, led by Billy Bash.
Okay, Oos guys, okay. I'm calling this here meeting to order. So y'all listen good, okay? Firstly, let's take roll. Secretary Dr. Scab?
Right here, boss.
Okay. Treasurer Fingers?
President Catapult?
Accounting for what?
The dues, boss.
Hey, I'm the one who has to say so around here. I lay out the dues, and the don'ts for that matter. Now, moving on. Where's my head of security, Smashing Susie?
Yeah, Billy.
All right, so let's get to it, gang. This is Halloween, the night for tricks and treats, right? And while the Bruce Crew's not known to be sweet, we got plenty of tricks up our sleeves. Do I hear you?
Yeah!
Will we be clobbering nimrods?
Yeah!
Will we be housing teepees?
No, that's for the week.
Oh, pardon me. Will we be teepeeing housies?
Yeah!
Will we be smashing pumpkins? Tonight.
Yeah.
Good. I think we're ready. But there's just one more thing. Should we run into Velcro Fathoms or any of his pals or cohorts, we are going to pay them special attention, you hear? I intend to give that goober a fright he won't soon forget. Ha 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 ha! Dun dun dun!
Looks like there may be trouble for Velcro and Rad Brad. Up to this point, their evening had been rather uneventful, as they went door to door ringing bells and claiming spoils. Let's rejoin them just as they run into the old pal Goosh Goosh, the monkey. Golly, it's our pal Goosh Goosh, the monkey. Hey, Goosh Goosh.
Hi, Velcro. Hi, Rad Brad.
Sup, G.
Looks like you're trick and treating too, but you're not even sporting a costume.
Hey, why should I? I just tell all these dumb fucks I'm a normal kid dressed as a monkey.
Well, gee, that's not quite in the proper spirit.
Oh, baloney. I'll tell you the real thrill. Normally folks expect me to wear clothes, but while pretending to be in a monkey costume, I can walk around fully nude.
Damn, you is nude. That's nasty. I thought at first you was carrying a bruised banana.
Say, why don't you join us on the trick and treat trail, Goosh Goosh?
Sure thing.
Let's visit this house right here.
Hold up, y'all. My folks say to avoid this house. Dude that lives there is a pedophile or some shit.
Oh, sure. My mom says not to be intolerant of different people's religions. So come on.
All right.
Trick and treat. Oh, goodness me. Hello, boys. So would you like a treat?
Well, gee, that is the customary conclusion to this traditional ritual.
Yes, it is. Your costumes are so lovely. I love that handsome little banana young man.
Thanks, I guess. Your ballerina tutu's pretty nice as well.
Well, on to our treats, I suppose, boys. Here you are, large, juicy, red, and firm, sumptuous apples.
Thanks, sir.
You should eat them now.
Sure enough, I love an apple.
Oh, the rest of you too.
If it's the same to you, I'd rather save it for later.
Oh, it'd make a foolish man happy. I love watching my apples being enjoyed.
Yo, back off, homie. I ain't eating nothing what has preservatives.
Jiminy, Goosh Goosh is passed out cold.
Oh my, however could that have happened? You should bring him inside to be attended to.
Heck no, mister. Let's get out of here, Rad Brad.
I got Goosh Goosh thrown over my shoulder as if my ears hung low. Let's kick rocks.
That creepy man poisoned Goosh Goosh or something.
Man, my mom was right. Pedophiles ain't no good. Guess it's cool to employ religious bigotry in some cases.
Let's head towards that house on the corner and call for help. What's the emergency number again?
It's 911. Never forget that, Velcro. Never.
Oh no! This house is the creepy old mansion all us kids are spooked by!
Oh snap! Legend tells the master of this house is a practitioner of the dark arts, the wizard Fargon.
Gulp! Well, whatever he is, there's no time to spare. Goosh Goosh is in a sorry state and needs help stat. Let's just face our fears and hope the inhabitants of this domicile are nice!
We at the door, but I can't see a bell nowheres.
Look! Here's a brass dragon head on the door with a giant nose ring. Let me give it a rap.
Wait, you're the DJ, I'm the rapper. Let me do it.
Greetings.
Fresh, you ain't a wizard. You just look like a regular kind of old man.
Say, mister, could you help us out? Our little pal Goosh Goosh.
Hold it. I didn't hear trick or treat.
Well, gee, sir. We're in a big rush. Our pal Goosh Goosh has been poisoned. Can we use your phone?
I have not a phone, but a rather regular kind of man like myself might have a few other tricks up his sleeve.
Tricks? Sleeve? Do you mean to say you're a wizard after all?
Of course I am. Just imagine if a regular mortal dressed like a wizard on Halloween. What might a wizard dress like?
What, a naked monkey?
Yo, this is whack, Velcro. Let's peace out.
You shall do nothing of the sort.
My goodness! How suspenseful, right? I know! This is just the height of drama! Let me direct your attention to the nearby bushes where Billy Bash and his Bruce Crew cohorts, who have been following our heroes, now lurk and surely have a dastardly plot up their sleeves.
We've sure been lurking a good long while.
Yeah, but our plan is now afoot.
Afoot? Do you mean to say it's stinky?
Shut up or I'll clobber you. This plan is going to unfold, see? Here's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna sneak around this house in through the back entrance, find those goobas, and we're gonna rough them up real nice.
But boss, did you see all those smoke? It's like they say that guy what lives here is a wizard or something. I think he disappeared them.
Hey, are you yellow or something? This is Halloween. That was just some kind of trick. This is one of those haunted house gimmicks, see? Or something like that. But we's gonna sneak in and give them all a real scare.
I don't know, boss. I've heard things.
Well, hear this, yous. Yous all will do what I say or face a fate worse than clobbering. Capiche?
Yes, boss.
Now listen up. First, we's gonna wet William.
Yeah.
Then we's gonna box areas.
Yeah.
How about wedgies, boss?
Wedgies? Oh yeah, we'll be giving them wedgies. But for the coup de grace, we'll be giving Velcro and his pack of goons noogies until they cry. Ha 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 ha. So just follow me. We'll sneak in around the back and give them a fright they won't soon forget.
Okay, mister, you got us into your creepy wizard mansion. Now can you help us out, please?
I may have an incantation that will help your handsome little friend, Goosh Goosh. Upon nights of fiends, upon nights of ghouls, three friends quest for sugar jewels. One boy stupid, one boy cool, one boy hairy and also nude. In deep slumber, reach through turn of chance, to solution find, not be askance. If you dare, it's in your grasp, just reach inside the wizard's pants.
All right, you got a serum in there or something. I'll just reach in and...
Damn, Velcro, don't go in there. This guy's nasty too.
What, it can't be in my pants? You'd probably believe me if I said something about a newt's eye though, right?
Let's just cut out the malarkey, mister. Our pal here is in dire straits. Can you help us out or not?
Okay, I'll help you out. Besides the antidote, which truly is inside my pants, there are ingredients for a brew on the table over there, buried deep within the wizard's boxes. I warn you, this task will not be for the faint of heart. I dare you now to reach within the three boxes and pull out the contents. From within, you will have the heart to complete this task. I can cure your friend.
What the fuck? You just happen to have the ingredients to cure Goosh Goosh, even though you don't know what's wrong with him?
Come on, Rad Brad. We just have to do it. We have no time to lose. Here, I'll reach inside the first box. This box has a bunch of spaghetti in it.
That's not spaghetti, it's brains.
Nah, this is spaghetti. I know it anywhere. It's my favorite finger food. Here we go. There's a little vial within.
Dope. I'll reach inside the second box. Oh, I know this one. This box is populated with a cute little gerbil.
It's not a cute gerbil, it's a rabies-infested rat.
Nah, dog, this is a gerbil for she's. And here, I retrieve the other vial from this box.
Blasts.
Okay, pal, just one more box to go, then the cure for Goosh Goosh is in hand.
But just then, dear listeners, our hero and the wizard Fargon would do a surprise.
Oh, snaps!
Ah! It's a bunch of sheeted monsters!
Monsters, nay, these are spirits. Perhaps the spirits of my defeated nemesis is past.
Listen here, yous. We're a pack of ghosts, and we're gonna clobber y'all. Come here, Velcro.
Ah! Help someone! The ghost has a sloppy wet pinky in my ear!
Man, do something with it!
But what could I do? It's obvious these spirits harness a power much greater than my own.
Man, if you ain't fin to do something, then I'll whip.
Brad, Brad! You pulled off the sheet! And this isn't a ghost, but the neighborhood bully, Billy Bash!
That's right. And with me, the entire Brews crew. We don't need disguises anyhow. We're gonna give y'all a clobbering like you ain't never seen before.
Yikes! What am I to do?
Oh my, Billy Bash, you say. What a handsome young man you are, and all your lovely cohorts as well.
It's time to start shaking in your boots, mister, because you're gonna get like the Brews crew's treatment too.
I think not, for you see, chance has favored us to bring me to you and all your lovely specimens of youthful loveliness. I shall conjure a spell to keep you all here forevermore.
Aw, snaps! You're just as creepy as that pedophile from next door, if not more so.
Well, of course. I am, you mortal fool, for I am a pedophile too.
Oh no! The religious extremism of pedophilia seems to be spreading!
You silly children had the poor judgment to trick or treat on the only street that is required in the distance from schools and other public institutions. This entire street in Hui Town is populated by deviants, ha 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 ha!
I've heard enough. Brews crew, attack this creep.
I think not.
Snaps, he froze them all in place.
Yes, I did, for they are to be my dessert, while you little ones are my appetizers and entree.
Hey, my head hurts. What's going on? Goosh Goosh,
You've awoke naturally.
Right as shit's got critical, too.
Good, you've awoken to join our party, little monkey boy.
This guy here's a wizard, Goosh Goosh, and a pedophile to boot.
Oh no, why'd I even wake up? This shit's out of hand.
Come here now, Wizard Fargon is going to show you his magic wand.
Just blow your J-bristle, Velcro, and let's get out of here.
Man, what good's a little whistle gonna do? This is hopeless.
A little whistle won't stop me.
Just do it. Blow the whistle.
Well, okay.
Ouch, ouch.
Blow the whistle.
Oh no, stop it, it hurts.
Man, blow the whistle.
No, I'm being defeated. What strange powers do you children possess? No. Oh, I suppose my defeat is what I actually always hoped for anyways. Ouch. Oh, I suppose I should thank you. Ah, go on, die.
Well, we did it, guys. We defeated an evil wizard and had a great trick-and-treating Halloween, too.
Hells yeah. But why'd we drag these Bruise Crew's hooligans back to their headquarters in the popsicle form?
Brad, don't you see? Yeah, the Bruise Crew is a bunch of terrible hooligans, but this is Halloween, the most hallowed night of the year. It's a time to celebrate the pranksters, a time when tricks are seen for what they are, the universal expression of love for all of humankind.
Right. Velcro, your thick-headed optimism never ceases to amaze me, dumb fur.
Goosh Goosh, how did you know Velcro's jape whistle would defeat the wizard Fargon?
Didn't you know? The jape whistle ain't no normal whistle, but one that enables Deus Ex Machina, a solution to insurmountable conflict.
What the hell? That seems lazy and implausible. I ain't gonna subscribe to that concept.
Yeah, and water could kill the witch and the Wizard of Oz, come on, but why not? It does wonders for moving an adventure along. Just see what I mean, Velcro. Why don't you blow the whistle right now?
Sure, since I'm immune to the powers of suggestion.
Diznap! Peep it, Billy Bash and the Bruise Crews is thawing out.
Just like I said, a new development in our Halloween adventure.
Huh? What? What's the big idea here? Where'd that pervy wizard go?
Hey, Billy Bash, we defeated the wizard with the power of my jape whistle. A couple of toots and he went up in a puff of smoke.
You mean to say you and your sorry crew of Nimrods did what the Bruise Crew couldn't? Damn straight, dawg. We pulverized that pervy pedo. Wells, I'm at a loss for character. In light of tonight's transpirations, I'm raising the white flag and calling a truce between the Bruise Crews and you's dorks.
No!
Oh, gee! That's swell of you, Billy Bash!
Yes, it is. Just don't expect this kind of kindness to extend much further. Just use weight, you geeks. Or come Thanksgiving, the Bruise Crew's gonna show you all something to be thankful for.
All right!
Well, friends, how's that for a festive Halloween adventure? Personally, I found making light of sexual abuse and predators to be distasteful. But then again, it seems all of Velcro's inane adventures leave a sour taste in my mouth. Nonetheless, we've all survived another edition of the Velcro Odysseys, and a horrifying one at that. Take care, dear friends.
That's it. Thank you, guys.